Hello, everyone. Tonight is Monday, October 26, 2020. Our subject is lagging behind. And the scripture is Deuteronomy 25:17 to 19, Exodus 17:14 to 16, and 2 Samuel 7, 1 and 2. When Israel left Egypt to go into the land of milk and honey, which God had promised them, they were tired, weary, and unprepared for war. They were then attacked by the Amalekites. The Amalekites were an ancient wandering tribe descended from Esau's grandson, Amalek. Throughout the Old Testament, the Amalekites were bitter foes of Israel. At the time of Israel's journey in the wilderness, the Amalekites attacked them again and again. Moses declared that God will always wage war against Amalek. In Exodus 17:14 to 16, Joshua defeated them in a battle at Rephidim. The Amalekites were treacherous people. They joined forces with the Ammonites, the Moabites, and the Midianites to attack and capture Jericho, but were defeated by Gideon's army in Judges 6 and 7. King Saul chased them out from the land, but failed to destroy them as God has commanded him, and was rebuked by Samuel, 1 Samuel 15, 10 to 33. The Amalekites continued to raid Israel, but David attacked and defeated them. In the days of Hezekiah, 500 men of the tribe of Simeon defeated the Amalekites. They started in the days of Abraham and continued to attack the stragglers and the ones lagging behind. In all stages, God commanded that the Amalekites must be destroyed. The Amalekites feared not God, and he wanted to blot out their remembrance. This was God's commandment. The Amalekites had no reason and no occasion to quarrel with Israel, nor did they give them any notice by a declaration of war, but took them at a disadvantage by surprise. Therefore, they were to be destroyed for their treachery and cruelty. So we should not allow ourselves to be lagging behind, weary, faint, and feeble. The Amalekites always attacked the ones lagging behind, who were weary, faint, and feeble. Christians must always stay ahead. Like the doctors and all professionals should attend seminars to stay ahead through refresher courses and to be always updated in their field. No one wants to stay behind the times, and no one wants to lag behind in any industry. Lagging behind means losing the game. When we do not move forward, we end up lagging behind. The question is, why do some Christians lag behind? Because they do not want to move forward. Because moving forward costs something. Because lagging behind is self-controlled, they can control their pace. And lagging behind is easy. They would rather stay close to the border and sit on the fence. They do not want to commit. It is easier to lag behind than to press forward. Moving forward is hard work. What are the results of not moving forward? There's the danger of the enemy, danger of being licked up, which is the definition of an Amalekite, licked up. They want to be too close to the world, but they set themselves for losses. They set themselves up for the rod of God, and no godly protection will be given to them, and they end up in defeat. We have no other choice but to move forward. The enemy attacks when we are weary and weak-handed. This is why it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:14, it says, encourage the faint-hearted. What is a mark of a true disciple who does not lag behind? He's a servant for life. He's battle experienced. He takes care of God's business. He lives a holy life. He's faithful in doing the work of God. He stands in the gap. He hungers and thirsts for righteousness, loving God above all. And he forsakes all and follows Jesus. And he dies daily to self. This is the definition of a Christian who does not lag behind. Also, they have a life centered in Christ. They're faithful in running the race, and they're eager to do what is good all the time. It is easy to go back into the world when we are lagging behind. We are easily beaten when we are feeble, worn, and weary. The 2.5 tribes, Reuben, half the tribe of Manasseh and Gad, were the very first tribes taken by the Assyrians due to the fact that they dwelt on the border of Israel. Are you a border Christian? Are you lagging behind? Then you are a prey to the enemy, to self, to the world, and to the devil. We can never fail if we are in the right place with God. Moses declared that God will always wage war against Amalek. Amalek symbolizes the flesh, and that is why God wages war against it. God is a serious God, and lagging behind when he desires us to move forward is a serious thing. Israel's heart was always geared to going back to Egypt, which is wrong, and Moses always tried to halt them by standing them still. But God's words to them was, "Go forward." Israel wanted to go back. Moses wanted them to stand still, but God wanted them to move forward. Going back is sin. Standing still is wasting time. But going forward is God's will and God's plan for us. Moving forward involves a desire to follow Christ, a surrendered will, an obedient heart, a determined will, and self-denial. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. They know not the voice of strangers." May we daily lay aside our own desires and follow him, putting all our energy and resources at his disposal and trusting him to guide us. God is pleased with our genuine desire to follow him closely and not to lag behind. Amen.